This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA, catching up with Eric Robinson, our Southern Region National Vice President for the National FFA organization. You're closing on the end of your year as a national officer. Tell us a little bit about what your year has been like, all the things you get to do, the people you get to meet.
It's been awesome. I know that's something like a lot of national officers say, that it's just been awesome, but there's no other word for me to describe it other than maybe phenomenal, because there's just so many places I got to go, from Wyoming over to all the New England states, got to go to California a couple times, down to the south, going to Georgia a few times, and going back home. It's been nice. We've hit so many corners. I think all four corners in maybe 2 weeks we were able to hit multiple times. So it was just awesome. So many really amazing people. I have a really good national officer team too. So hanging out with them whenever I get a chance to be in Indianapolis has been phenomenal. There's no other words to describe this experience than those two.
You mentioned hitting every corner of the country. What are some of the major differences or some of your favorite things you've seen in different chapters and FFA members on all corners of the country?
Yeah. So for one of my favorite things I've seen this year was in Kentucky. We went to Carter G. Woodson Academy. It's like a ninth grade academy, and then it's also like extends to like the rest of high school students, and it's mostly African American there. So whenever I got there, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool, like people who look just like me. And some of their projects they were doing were phenomenal. There was one student named AJ Jackson who made a hydroponic system out of a shipping container, and it was just like, and they had graffitied it and they made it look really, really cool, and it was just sitting outside their ag classroom. So then they'd leave their ag classroom and AJ would go and work on it throughout the day. So whenever me and Jackson were there, he walked us through it and we took some pictures in there, and that was super awesome. But then whenever I went to Wyoming, and we're driving across, and I'm riding with one of the guys who's driving me around named Bert, and he's telling me about how like these 500 acres of land are all owned by one person, and we've been driving for an hour. He's like, yeah, it's all owned by one person. And I'm like, goodness gracious, that's production agriculture. So just seeing all those differences from whether I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, or from driving through Lander, Wyoming, just how much agriculture there is, how diverse that is, especially from someone who didn't come from agriculture, it's really cool to see.
How many miles do you think you've put on this past year? How many days do you spend on the road?
Days on the road, over 300.
Wow.
Miles. So just on Delta, I've got 43,000 flyer miles. That's just Delta. United, I think I've got around 30,000 there too. So across two airlines, about 70,000 miles. So our contract, whenever we sign it, tells us we'll fly over 100,000 miles. And at first I didn't believe it. Now I definitely do. So definitely over 100,000 miles this year.
Oh my goodness. And you also mentioned working with your national officer team. So tell us about the five other individuals and what a pleasure it is to work with them.
Whenever I first got elected with them and we were all standing on the stage, it was one of those moments where I looked around and I was like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Because whenever Courtney got elected first, and like getting to meet Courtney last year during the process, we became really good friends before we were even national officers, just sitting in that room together in the holding room, just throwing a balloon or just talking or making a handshake that we still do to this day. Like, or whenever with Josiah, I've known him for a really long time. 2019 at Summit with Jackson. He's been my roommate all year. So I've gotten to be with Jackson the first thing I see and the last thing I see at night. And then with Cole and Mallory, being able to learn more about them and then becoming to a point where we become so close that I can tell you about anything about Cole Berkeleger or Mallory White. I've just been so blessed. And not only are they great people, they are so talented. They make my job really easy. Having people that talented who are there with you, there are no other five people who I'd want to go into convention with, because I know with those five, I'm confident that we're going to perform well and that everything is going to be phenomenal. I'm ready for the retiring addresses also.
So yeah. After you retire, what are your plans?
So the first thing I'm going to do is on November 5th, a very important day, the Georgia Bulldogs play the Tennessee Volunteers in Athens. Georgia's ranked number one, Tennessee's ranked number three. I've got a student ticket to that game sitting in my Apple Wallet right now. So that is the first thing I will do after retirement.
Very good. And you'll be back at University of Georgia then?
Yep, I sure will. So I'll finish out my degree in political sciences and then probably finish out a minor in philosophy before going to Kansas State for grad school for looking for maybe zoology or organizational leadership. We'll see. Still figure that part out, but I could definitely go back to University of Georgia and do political sciences. So go Dawgs.
Thanks so much for your time today, and thank you for your service as a National FFA officer.
Of course, thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.